Today's daf is daf tet. We're going to start at the bottom at the two dots, about eight lines, nine lines from the bottom, on chet amud bet. Okay, what I did today to make things fairly straightforward was to use a sheet, to make a sheet, a chart of all the different korbanot. Maybe we'll even review it before we start today's daf, which will just help you when we get to each section, because we're going to continue along in the Mishnah, going part by part into all the different sections. So just to review, the korban levi yored, you bring four. I didn't even write this on the chart, but obviously tumat, mikdash, v'kodashah. That was the whole thing we've been establishing on the last two dapim about how we know it's tumat, mikdash, v'kodashah. Remember, the pasuk didn't say specifically, but we learned it out. Then we have the after the olevi yored, where next the one we talk about is the seir that they did. They sprinkled the blood inside the kodesh kodashim and yom kippurim. That was the seir lahashem. That's a case where, the olevi yored is where you had a yediyah at the beginning. You knew you were tameh, and then you forgot, and then you went into the mikdash, and then you remembered, or you ate kodshim. Or it could be also, you knew it was the mikdash, and you weren't allowed to go in. Then you forgot that you weren't allowed to go in. You remembered you were tameh, but you forgot about the mikdash, or you forgot about hekdesh, and then you remembered. Okay, then that's the olevi yored. Then we get to a case where you don't know that you made a mistake. So how are you supposed to deal with if you don't know you make a mistake? So we have special korbanot that are done by the congregation, by everybody, in order to ensure that people who did averot but don't know about them can get atonement for them. And then we talked about that these things have atonement only temporarily. And that if you actually realize at some point after that you made a mistake, don't think that you were covered by that korban. You still have to bring your korban olevi yored. But now we're going to say that all these, all the se'irim that are done on Yom Kippur, on there's the one bifnim, and there's the one b'chutz, and there's the se'irei regalim, and there's the se'ir l'chatan on Rosh Chodesh, all those are korbanot chatat, all of those we're going to assume are coming also for tum'at mikdash. Okay, but yet they're all different situations of what type of tum'at mikdash we're talking about. So the one that's done bifnim on Yom Kippur is where you knew at the beginning, but you didn't know down the road. You forgot. The se'ir that's done b'chutz on Yom Kippurim, according to, we're going to start with Rabbi Yehuda, who's the first opinion. He thinks it's ein b'yidiyah b'tchilah, but yesh b'yidiyah b'self, meaning you didn't know at the beginning at all that you were tameh, or mikdash, or whatever it was that you forgot, and then you find out later. So according to them, since there was no yidiyah at the beginning, you're not supposed to bring korban. However, the se'ir that's brought for everybody on Yom Kippurim, the one that's done b'chutz, which was the one that said, if you remember, in Bamidbar Kaftet, I'm going to start with this pasuk today, so I'll read it now. It says, se'ir izim echad chatat on Yom Kippurim, milvad chatat ha-kippurim, meaning you bring one se'ir izim for chatat, that's the one that's done bifnim, in addition to the chatat that you bring on Yom Kippurim, the standard chatat. So they say that's the one that must be done b'chutz, just like the regalim in Rosh Chodeshim. And that's to include an additional category of no yediyah at the beginning, but you did realize at the end, since you didn't have yediyah, you can't bring your own korban. However, this seir that the community brings atones for you for that. As opposed to Rabbi Meir, who says, no, that seir is exactly the same as all the other regalim, and milvad v'chatat ha-kippurim, which is equivalent to the one that you do on the regalim and on the Rosh Chodeshim. Okay, he thinks all three are the same. Rabbi Yehuda thinks two are the same, the regalim and the Rosh Chodeshim, and Rabbi Shimon thinks all three are different. Okay, you can see that highlighted very well in the chart. So now we get to the Sirei Regalim. So according to Rabbi Meir, the Sirei Regalim is the same as Yom Kippur, it's the same as Rosh Chodeshim. It's where there's no idea at all. It's people who have no idea that they sinned, and they never know that they sinned. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the Sirei Regalim are where you didn't, he agrees. He says that they're ein b'yidiyah lo b'tchilah b'lo b'sof. And this, he agrees with Rabbi Meir, he only disagrees that he thinks the chatan and Yom Kippurim isn't for that. And Rabbi Shimon distinguishes between the regalim and the sirei Rosh Chodeshim. Rabbi Shimon says the regalim are ein b'yidiyah lo b'tchilah b'lo b'sof. That's the one that everyone is talking about. That's what he thinks is specific only to the regalim, whereas Rabbi Huda thought it was regalim Rosh Chodeshim, and Rabbi Meir thought it was also the seir on Yom Kippurim. And the Sirei Rosh Chodeshim he views for a different purpose. He says, and now this is the one that's different from all the rest, he says it's coming for, I would say, entirely different. It's not entirely different, but it's somewhat different. It's not about someone who's tameh. All along we've been talking about tumat mikdash v'kodesh Shabbos, the person's tameh. He just forgets that he was tameh, or he forgets that the mikdash, he can't go into the mikdash or ikodshim when he's tameh. But Rabbi Shimon says, no, this is about a tahor that eats something kodshim that's tameh. Okay, now what's the difference between that and all the others? There's no isur karet on that. If you remember, what was unique about the tumat mikdash for kodesh Shabbos, why we thought that's why you bring the korban levi oreid on that and all these other things, is because they're karet. This one is not karet; it's an isur lav. You're not allowed to eat kodshim that have become tameh, even if you're tahor. And Rabbi Shimon says that's what the Rashi Chodeshim are for. Okay, so now we're going to go into detail about all these things. So starting from Cherem Ubet at the two dots. Aim by yidiya v'yesh b'tchila v'yesh by yidiya basof si'ir anasa b'chutz v'yom ha'kipurim mechaper. So we're now getting to the third one, okay? The si'ir anasa b'chutz v'yom ha'kipurim on. You knew at the beginning, but you had some sort of yidiya, but then you forgot. And then you don't have any yidiya. I'm sorry, I said it the wrong way. You aim by yidiya. You didn't know anything at the beginning. You didn't even know you became tamei. You go into the mikdash, you eat kodeshim, and then all of a sudden someone tells you, by the way, don't you know, in that house there was a dead body when you were there yesterday before you went into the mikdash and you were tameh. So now you know. So the seir nasa b'chutz and Yom Kippurim b'chapir, you can't bring your own korban on that, but the seir that everyone does on Yom Kippurim b'chutz is mechapir. So now they say, michti itkushe itkush lahadade. Since the whole reason why we said, how did we know this was for Tumat Mikdash V'Kodashav, that's the ear, how did we know it? Because the Pasuk said, like I read before, Seir is Imachal Chatat, Milvad Chatat HaKippurim. These two Chataot are brought together, smuchim to each other, juxtaposed to each other in the Pasuk. Therefore, we can make a Hekesh between them and say that if one is for Tumat Mikdash, the other one's also for Tumat Mikdash. So if we're already comparing them, comes the Gemara, he says, v'nichaper pnimi adidei v'adichitzon. If we're already saying they're equivalent in the Pasuk, and there's a hekesh between them, to say that they're dealing with the same topic, why don't we say they're dealing with the same topic across the board, not just general category, but specific category, that the Seir and Asa b'fnim should be mechaper both on, if you knew at the beginning, but eventually forgotten, never remember, or the opposite case. You didn't know anything at the beginning, but you eventually found out that, so why don't we say that the pnimi works for both that and for the one that we listed as the chitzon. V'nafgamina, and what would be the relevance? In other words, what we're going to say now is, maybe we have the pnimi that functions as both, and the chitzon does what it does, which they overlap. So what's the nafgamina? Nafgamina, lehecha delo avid chitzon. Let's say for whatever reason that year there were no other seirim, they only had one or maybe two. And they did the seir lazalzel and they did the seir bifnim, but they didn't have a seir left to do the chatat kippurim. So maybe if they didn't do that, why don't we say, since there's a hekesh on the pasuk between them, that the chatat pnimi should work to cover also the chatat chitzoni. Okay, someone who didn't know anything at the beginning. So Amar Kra, now they focus on the pasuk. The Pasuk says, in Shmot Lamed, Pasuk Yud, it says, V'chiper Aharon al Kornotav, this is in the description of the Mikdash, of the Mishkan, Achat Bishana, once a year. Okay? Midam Chatat HaKippurim. And then it says again, Achat Bishana Yechaper Alav L'Dorot Echem, Kodesh Kodeshim U'Lashem. This is saying he basically goes into Kodeshim, Kodesh Kodeshim, once a year, and does this thing inside once a year. And it says once a year twice. So, the first one they're going to say, Amar kra achat. Kapara achat b'chaper ve'eno mechaper shtei kaparot. Because it says he goes in there achat b'shana, they darshan, it's not just that he goes in there once a year, but the one thing he does in there can only cover one type of thing. Which is so crazy, the concept, right? Because you think, isn't he going in there to take care of lots of things, right? We always imagine it, but according to this, it really only takes care of that one type of aveira that you do. Okay? And even, right, you could say even, these are at least one category. Maybe you should include one category. They say, no, one thing itself. So now they say, okay, fine. We understand that the pnimi can't deal with what the chitzon is dealing with because the pnimi has this unique halacha of only kapara achat mechaper. V'nechaper chitzon adidei, v'amayda avid pnimi. Maybe you could say at least the chitzon, again, if they're making this hakesh in the pasuk, so why don't we say, generally we make a hakesh, we apply everything. Why don't we say, okay, well, Why doesn't the chitzon take care of also what the pnimi is supposed to take care of? And am I nafkamina? What would be the nafkamina? So in this case, it wouldn't be the same nafkamina, because in the first case we had, right, let's say there's only one se'ir. So you did the se'ir b'fnim, you're not going to do the se'ir b'chutz. But you wouldn't, if you only have one se'ir, you wouldn't do the se'ir b'chutz and not b'fnim. But what would be the nafkamina? Lituma di'ir ad bein zeh lezeh. What if when you do the, right, you do the pnimi sprinkling of the blood first, and then in between the time that he did the sprinkling of the blood inside to the time he did the sprinkling of the blood outside, someone had a situation where they had yediyah at first, they didn't have yediyah basof, and now basically we're saying they have to wait a full year, right? It's like one of those, just missed it, right? So maybe you think at least the chitzon maybe could cover that. So now they say, no, amar kra, achat b'shana, the second achat b'shana in that pasuk, remember it repeated it twice, to say, kapara zo lo tehe el achat b'shana. This kapara can only be done, right? The first one was to say, you can only do one kapara with the seir. Now, right, for one chet. Now we're saying, not only that, but it's only done once a year, and the chitzon can't cover it. Okay? So, now we're moving on to, now we're going on to an opinion of Rabbi Yishmael that we didn't know about, that we're mentioning now, which is comes up later in the Masechet. It's a braita that Rish Lakish attributes to Rabbi Yishmael's opinion. Ule Rabbi Yishmael da'amar, ein ba yediyah b'tchila, v'yesh ba yediyah b'sof, bar korban hu. So now Rabbi Yishmael holds, we said until now, if you don't have yediyah, you can't bring your own korban. That's how we started off today, and we've learned this before, that in that case, if you didn't know anything at the beginning, ultimately you find out that, by the way, before you went into the mikdash yesterday, you were in a house where there was a dead person, and you didn't realize. So let's say, I'm just giving that situation all the time, it's an easy one, but there could be lots of other ones. In that case, he actually says you can bring a korban. So according to him, if you can bring a korban, then se'ir anasa b'chutz, amai mechaper. Right? So then what's the se'ir anasa b'chutz? What's it coming for? Because there's no point to say it comes for this ein ba yediyah b'tchila that we were assuming till now there was no korban. And therefore the korban sibor of Yom HaKippurim, of the se'ir achatat that we do, is covering all these kind of people. But according to Rabbi Yishmael, they have their own korban to bring. So what's it for? So now what do we say? Ah, it's coming to be mechaper for those who have no yediyah, not in the beginning, not in the end, meaning they have no clue they even did anything wrong, and for them it's coming to atone. So then they say, but hi, siyirei regalim siyirei rashi chodeshim mechaprim, but isn't that, now it depends, right? Look at your chart again. Depends who you go by. Like Rabbi Yehuda would say, the siyirei regalim and the siyirei rashi chodeshim, and you could answer the same question on Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon about the Sirei Regalim. Okay, just about the Sirei Regalim. So obviously, what's going to be the answer? Savar like Rabbi Meir. You'd have to say that Rabbi Yishmael, who thinks that they have their own unique korban, would have to hold like Rabbi Meir, who says that the Sirei Nasa B'chutz on Yom Kippurim is also mechaper on Ein Ba Yediyah B'tchilah Ve'Ein Ba Yediyah B'self, meaning, like we said before, according to him, all three are the exact same thing. Okay? Damar, and here's Rabbi Meir, we're going to read it inside, Kol ha'seirim kaparatan shava, all three are the same kapara, al tumat mikdash v'kodashav. So now they're going to say, ela lamai hilchata itchash chitzon lipnimi. So according to this, what did we say? Before that, when we were explaining Rabbi Yehuda, what did we say? How do we know that seir nasa b'chutz is also coming for tumat mikdash, just a different scenario, where you don't have any yediyah, right, in the beginning, but you do have yediyah basof? If that's the case, they were, right, they, we said it's all because of the hekesh and the pasuk. That's how we learn it. So then, according to this, how do we, what does the hekesh come to teach us? Ma pnimi eino mechaper b'shar averot, af chitzon eino mechaper b'shar averot. Again, it's coming to teach you the general category, that the general category is tumat mikdash v'kodashah. The specifics of it are different, but the hekesh is coming to tell you the general category. Remember, we started today with, if we make the hekesh, why don't we go all the way? Now we're saying, if we make the hekesh, it looks like there's no hekesh at all. And they say, no, there's still a hekesh for the general topic. But the general framework of kapara for these has to do with tumat mikdash v'kodashav, and it doesn't have to do with other averot. And that holds true even for Rabbi Meir. It's just a matter of which categories. If you remember, the first, when we did the hekesh, What they said about the Hekesh was there has to be some Yidiyah. Just like the Pnimi, there's Yidiyah. This one also needs Yidiyah. It can't be the same, so they flip it. Which was their Yidiyah at the beginning or was their Yidiyah at the end? Okay? According to Rabbi Meir, it doesn't have to do with Yidiyah. It has to do with the general topic that we're going to learn Tumat Mikdash for Chodesh Av.
It's interesting that Rabbi Meir gives three different opportunities for Kapara.
Yes.
Very large.
Like, yes, he gives a lot of... Right. It's, so on the one hand, his shita makes a lot of sense because we're basically saying the regalim all have these korbanot chatat that atone for people, right? And so all the chagim have it. Rosh Hashanah has it because it's Rosh Chodesh also. And Yom Kippur has it and the Shalosh regalim and Rosh Chodesh. And basically we're going to say they're all exactly the same. There's this chatat that you have in all these cases and it deals with the same thing. The other opinion is saying, no, what are you talking about? They each have a unique... Right, again, some say two are the same, but Yom Kippur is unique, or they're each coming for a unique purpose. Okay? And then, right, what would they deal with if that's the case? So we said already, I think we saw this already, that whatever it's there was a concern, maybe you'd have to say there was more of a concern for this, that maybe there were a lot of cases where people didn't know and therefore they wanted to make multiple times during the year that they could do it. Right, and not have to wait a full year, as opposed to we start off with achat b'shana. This kind of kapara can only be done once a year. That kapara can be done all the time. Okay, and therefore they give us multiple opportunities to do it at every regal, at every chodesh, etc. Okay, al she'ein ba yidiyah b'tchila v'lo b'sof sirei regalim v'sirei rashei chodeshim mechaprim divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So now we're going to talk about this opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that the regalim and rashei chodeshim are the same. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. I'm sorry, Amar Rav Yehuda. This is not the same Rav Yehuda. This is the Amora Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel, my time at the Rav Yehuda, where does he get this from, that the regalim and Rashi Chodeshim are the same? Amar Kra, Usi'ir Yizim Echad Lechata LaHashem. Okay, first we're going to say, how do you know that the thing that these are Mechaper on is Ein Bayidiyah at all? So what is he darshan? By the Si'ir of Rosh Chodesh, it says, U'si'ir izim echad l'chata l'Hashem. So why does it say l'Hashem? It should have just said, Si'ir izim echad l'chatat. Why does it say l'chatat l'Hashem? To teach you, chet she'em makir bo el Hashem. L'Hashem means it's something that's only known to God. Because nobody, there's no yidiyah b'tchila, there's no yidiyah b'sof. Man doesn't know about it, only God knows. So then they say, Yehei Si'ir Hashem, Yehei Si'ir Zem. Okay. So now they say, V'hai Mebaile L'chidir Ish Lakish. But isn't this word L'Hashem needed for a different drasha, meaning that we can't use it here to teach what we wanted to teach? What did Rish Lakish say? Damar Rish Lakish, Manish Tanah Si'ir Shal Rosh Chodesh, Sh'ne'amar Bo L'Hashem. Okay, if you look in Dvarim, first of all, it's important to note in Sefer, not Dvarim, Bamidbar. In Bamidbar, where it lists all the korbanot, so it starts off with Uviyom Hashabbat Shnei Kvasim Mineshanat Mimim. We say it every day. This is what we say in general in Rosh Chodesh. In Tfilat Musaf, okay, that we say on Shabbat. In Musaf, then it says Uvoroshecha Chodeshem, and it lists all the things you bring. And the last pasuk there is Usirizim Echad L'Chata LaHashem. Then it starts telling you about all the korbanot of the Chagim. Okay, and there, every time it says, Usi'ir chatat echad lechaper alechem. That's what it says by Pesach. Then it says, B'yom Kippurim, I just want to see. Then it says, Si'ir izim echad lechaper alechem, without the vav. Okay, then in, you'll see why I'm talking about the vavs. Then in Rosh Hashanah, it says, Usi'ir izim echad chatat lechaper alechem. Okay, so notice what they all say. They either say they have a vav or they don't have a vav, but they add this, and there's a Si'ir izim echad chatat lechaper alechem. Okay, as opposed to Rosh Chodesh, where it says, lachatat lahashem. Okay, all it says is Si'ir izim echad lechatat lahashem. So it comes to Rish Lakish, and he says, why is it different that there it says lahashem? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Si'ir ze yehe kapara al shem mi'atiti et hayareach. Okay, right? This is this famous midrash that the sun and the moon were the same, and then God came, right? That the, I forget how it goes exactly. Right, the story goes, here, let me read it. Afshar, right. The moon comes to Hashem and says, Afshar l'shnei malachim sheishtamshu b'keter echad. Okay, it comes up in Kehilim. We'll see it when we get there. But could it be that two, right? God created the sun and the moon, and the moon says, could it be that there's two kings, right? With one keter, with the same crown? Amar la, imkach. Okay, well, that's what you're complaining about. Fine, then go be smaller than the moon. Okay, so the assumption is, I'm sorry, go be smaller than the sun, thank you. So the assumption is that the reason why it says Chatat LaHashem is because Hashem needs kapara on the fact, right, it's almost like he got angry at them maybe, or there's some sort of chait involved, not exactly a chait. It's hard to associate God with doing a chet, but he needs some kapara on the fact that he made the moon smaller. And that's why we do it every month. So now the Gemara says, so how can we possibly darshan both from the word chatat la'Hashem? Im ken, if you wanted to just teach them, yad tzit ha'erech, lemakra al Hashem. Okay, you bring a chatat al Hashem. My la'Hashem, l'lamid there, l'chid amaran, that it's for Hashem, right? For something that only Hashem knows. Okay? Shmat mina tarte. Therefore, we can learn. L'chid amaran, I skipped a line. So now they say, well, if we already darshan that la Hashem is a unique wording that would then come to include our case, ve'em, oh no, sorry. My la Hashem, l'chid amaran. Ve'em akule l'hachi huda'ata. If once you have Shemiyat Tiyatayarach, why don't you say that maybe it's only coming for that? So again, they say, Im Kenim, right? Is that what they're asking about? That one or this one? 1 second. No, maybe it's just coming to teach our case. In other words, yes, if it meant Niyat Tiyatayarach, it would have said, Chatat Al Hashem. The fact that it says La Hashem, maybe it's coming to say it's only teaching our halacha, that it's something that only Hashem knows. So they say no, because im kein yemakra chatat Hashem, it would be Hashem's chatat. My la Hashem shmat minatarte. So because it says la Hashem, it comes to include both Rish Lakish's halacha about that it's a kapara for Hashem, for that he made the moon smaller, and also it's a chatat about things that only Hashem knows. Which now makes it, by the way, have a dual purpose. Obviously, the purpose of it being kapara for Hashem is not exactly a relevant purpose because Hashem's not bringing the korban, and we're just doing it as a sort of a remembrance of this. Anyway, it's a strange halacha there. So v'nechaper nami afilu b'shar avira. Okay, now the question Gemara is going to ask: v'nechaper nami afilu b'shar avira. How do we know that the seer of Yom Kippurim is only for tumat mikdash v'kodashav? Tana de Rabbi Yishmael, ho'il v'ze ba bizman kavua, v'ze ba bizman kavua, ma ze eno mechaper el al tumat mikdash v'kodashav, av ze eno mechaper el al tumat mikdash v'kodashav. Okay, so now we're going to say, since the Seir of Yom HaKippurim comes bizman kavua, and the Seir of Rosh Chodesh comes bizman kavua, there's all these similarities between them, therefore we're going to assume that it's talking about only someone who, and as you could say in theory, it's things that only God knows about, meaning we forgot about all sorts of things. It doesn't necessarily have to be Tumat Mikdash. It could be all sorts of halachot we forgot about and never realized that we did these avirot. Comes to teach us, it's only Tumat Mikdash for Kodashav, because this is Man Kavua and this is Man Kavua. So now, right, the Seir of Yom Kippurim and the Seir of Rosh Chodesh. Eshkechan Sirei Rashi Chodeshim. So fine. That explains to us Sirei Rashi Chodeshim. But Sirei Regalim Minayin, according to him, the Sirei Regalim are also for the same purpose. So we've established Seir, because it says Chatat LaHashem, that comes to teach us it's things that are restoring to God. The fact that it's Bizman Kavua makes a parallel to the Seir of Yom Kippurim, which is on Tumat Mikdash V'Kodeshav. So it's also Tumat Mikdash V'Kodeshav. But how do we know this? The Sirei Regalim, who according to Rabbi Yehuda, for the same reason, are also. If you want to say it's for the same reason of Tana de Rabbi Yishmael, what did he say? Zebab is man kavua and zebab is man kavua. So therefore, it's all the same topic. Ikala mifrach. You could knock that one down. Why? You could say that maybe Rosh Chodesh and Yom Kippurim have a status that the Regalim don't. Okay, in general, if we want to say we can apply this to there and that to there, you have to show that they're at the same status and none has any sort of chumrah. In this case, both Rosh Chodeshim and Yom Kippur have a chumrah. Now, you would have thought, right, Yom Kippur and Regalim go together. But no, no, no. How do they establish this? They say, Imi de Rosh Chodesh Shekein Tadir. If you know this concept, Tadir V'Sheino Tadir Tadir Kodem, something you do more consistently and something you do less consistently, you always do the consistent one first. Okay, like for example, if you Musaf, we don't daven every day. So if you forget Musaf and it becomes afternoon and you're already Chayes Ma Mincha, you have to do Mincha first before you do, or the Shir Shal Yom. The fact that we do the Shir Shal Yom, the regular one, before Rosh Chodesh, you might have thought, oh, let's do the special one today first. Yes. Right, you always say Shabbat first, Yafeh. Okay, so there's a lot of examples of this. So it shows that what's Tadir, what you do more regularly, is more unique. So therefore, you might say, well, Rosh Chodesh is Tadir. It has that over the Regalim. And Imi de Yom HaKippurim, Shekemu Rebek Kaparato. Yom HaKippurim is a day full of kaparot. We do so much kapara on Yom HaKippurim, so you might say that that's unique. V'chi tema, Hagam Rinam Rosh Chodesh Midi Yom HaKippurim, V'lo Prachin An Hatam, Kapara. This whole answer of saying that Yom HaKippurim is Merubeh Kaparato, and that's why we can't learn from there to the Regalim, well, why didn't we say that? What did we just say before? You can learn from Yom HaKippurim to Rosh Chodesh. Well, why wouldn't you have said that same argument there? Remember we said, Zezman Kavua v'Zezman Kavua. So if both have Zman Kavua, and we can learn it, so why don't we learn to Regalim? We can't learn to Regalim because Yom Kippur is a Yom Merubeh B'Kapara. Well, if Yom Kippurim is Merubeh B'Kapara, why did you say you can learn to Rosh Chodesh? Doesn't make sense. So that's what they're asking right now. Let me just establish it in terms of Shlavim. Right now we wanted to say, we learned from Yom Kippur to Rosh Chodesh. Now we want to say, why don't we learn from both of them to the Regalim? So we said, well, Yom HaKippurim is unique because it's Merubeh Kapara. And we said, Rosh Chodesh is unique because it's Tadir, and therefore we can't learn it. But the whole question was, why did we say the Yom HaKippurim is Merubeh Kapara, and therefore we can't learn from there to Yom HaKippurim? How did we learn from there in the first place? So if you want to ask that question, Pchi Tema, Hagamrina, Rosh Chodesh Midi Yom HaKippurim, V'lo Prachin An Hatam Kapara, we didn't ask that question. Michtav Ktiva Giluye Milta Ba'almahu. Because it says in the Pasuk, Lachata Lahashem, okay, therefore it's already written in the Pasuk, and the limud of saying Zezman Kavua V'Zezman Kavua is just like a Giloy Milta. It's just revealing. It's not a special limud. If you have, now there's a difference in halacha between if something is learned out from Hekesh or Bame Matzinu, like, oh, this is like that, let's learn from one to the other, or it's a Giloy Milta, meaning we're using this just to reveal what kind of already is there. It's just to make it really clear. So that's why they're calling this a Giloy Milta, and therefore you can't ask the question, oh, Yom HaKippurim is Merubeh Kapara, and therefore you can't learn from there to Rosh Chodesh. No, because it's just coming to kind of state the obvious. Aval hacha, ika lemeimar, kula milta lo gamrinan. But here you could say, no, we actually don't learn from here to the Regalim. So now we have to say, where do we learn it from? Ela, kede amar Rav Chama bar Rabbi Chanina, sa'ir v'sa'ir. Hachanami Sa'ir V'Sa'ir. Okay, so now what are we going to say? If you notice before when I quoted from the Pesukim, I said that the first time it's mentioned, it says V'Sa'ir Izim Chatat. Okay, and some of the other references also say V'Sa'ir. So because it says Sa'ir V'Sa'ir, okay, Rav Chama Chama Rabbi Chanina learned something else from there. But just like he learned it there, we can learn the same thing here, which is that when it says V'Sa'ir, right? What does it mean to say? It says, well, go back to the section before where we mentioned the Se'ir. It connects with the Se'ir before, which means, according to Rabbi Yehuda anyway, that the Se'ir of the Regalim is exactly the same as the Se'ir for Rosh Chodeshim. Okay, you follow? We have the Se'ir of Rosh Chodeshim. It says, Se'ir Chatat Lashem. We learn from there that it's about the same topic, that it's about things we don't have Yediyah about. Then we have the Gilo. Okay, let's do it Shlavim. Let's just review because I can see this is it's very all over the place. First, we say Rosh Chodeshim. It says La Chatat La Hashem, which we come to teach us. Besides the Halacha of Rish Lakish, it also comes to teach us that it's things that God only God knows about, which means Ein Ba Yediyah, right? But how do we know that it's about the Kodesh, Mikdash v'Kodeshav. That's because we learned it out from Yom Kippurim, and that's what we said is only Giloy Milta Ba'alma. But if you want to learn both things to the Regalim, you can't do that because one is Merubah Kapara, one is the Tadir. So you can't learn them both out. So what are we going to say? The Vistair comes to teach it. Because it says, and bring the Seir's Izim L'Chatat for the Regalim, we're going to say, that Seir Chatat must be exactly the same as the one before, which was Rosh Chodesh. And that's how they learn it. V'itkush Seirei Regalim L'Seirei Rashi Chodeshim. So why don't we say that they're the same? Ma Seirei Rashi Chodeshim Eina Mechaprim Al She'en Ba'yidiyah B'tchila Eina Ba'yidiyah Lo B'tchila V'lo B'sof. Af Seirei Regalim Eina Mechaprim Ela Al She'en Ba'yidiyah Lo B'tchila V'lo B'sof. Okay, so once we said Seir V'Seir, then we can be Makish these two and say that they're exactly the same. Tov. Now we have another question. Ibai Elohu. We have a question about what Rabbi Yehuda said. Ki amar Rabbi Yehuda, and that it's a question within what he said. When Rabbi Yehuda says, al she'ein ba'yidia lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof, okay, now we're going to say that within there, there's two categories. This is interesting. In general, we're saying it's something that you don't know about, and the assumption is, right, you never find out about it. What if you might find out about it down the road? What would be that case? And until now, what do we say? Chata LaHashem, it's things that are misurim to God only. Does that mean really only to God only? What if your friend knew that you were Tameh, somebody saw you, and they were going to tell you, but they just didn't get around to it yet? Okay? So somebody noticed what had happened. You didn't know. You had no idea in the beginning that you became Tameh. You didn't realize when you went into the Mikdash that you went in Tameh. You didn't realize after, but someone saw you, and they're planning to tell you. They just haven't told you yet. Okay, so that's something that's not masur to God only. It's masur to God and man. You don't know about it, but someone else does. So the question is, does he think that that's included or not? So while she'ein ba'yidya lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof, hanei mile, do we say, b'chet she'ein sofo livada? It's about something that nobody knew about. Nobody knew that the house was built on top of, I don't know, maybe I'm trying to think of a case where you would be tamei, but nobody knew there were bones in the field that you walked through, let's say, or something like that. Aval chet shesafo livada kimi sheyesh yidia basof dami. Maybe it's like a case where there is yidia basof, which would be Yom Kippurim. B'chatat anasa b'chutz would be mechaper on that one. V'seir anasa b'chutz v'yom Kippurim mechaper. O Dilma afilu chet shesafo livada hashtamia. Right, even though it's atid livada, right, in the future it might be. Hashtamia, but right now, chet she'ein makir bo ela Hashem. But really, right at this point, as far as the person's concerned, it's a chet that only God knows about. Krinambe. Okay, and therefore, are we going to call it a chet that only God knows or not? Obviously, there's not major halachic ramifications for this in a real sense, because the seirim, right, the seir, either the seir chatat on Yom Kippur will be machaper, or the seir chatat on Regalim and Rosh Chodeshim. Again, we're only in Rabbi Yehuda right now. So obviously, at some point, you'll get kapara. The question is just which one is mechaper on you, okay? And in that case, and now the answer, Tashma, Detanya, let's learn it from here. It says in another braita, Al she'en ba'yidia lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof, v'chet shesofo livada, and even if ultimately you will find out about it, Seirei Regalim v'Seirei Rashi Chodeshim mechaprim divrei Rabbi Yehuda. And there you have perfect proof. I like to say that because actually it's not perfect proof, because Rabbeinu Hananel has an opposite girsa here. And he says, chet she'en sofo livada. And he has the opposite conclusion. Okay, so there are different girsaot here, depending on which girsa will affect what the, like I said, what the ramifications are. This is not exactly halachic ramifications, but maybe metaphysical manifestations of, you know, ramifications of what, you know, which one is actually mechaper. And I guess, you know, you could say there will be ramifications if, let's say, this year wasn't sacrificed that year, or again, in the interim time, you know, again, it's not relevant because there's a case where you don't even know about it. So it's not like it's going to make any difference to anybody, but it's a difference in terms of whether, you know, you have kapara or not. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Seirei, so now we're moving on to Rabbi Shimon. Okay, let's remember Rabbi Shimon's opinion. Again, you can look back at the chart. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Seirei Regalim Mechaprim, Aval Lo Seirei Rashi Chodeshim V'chuda. Right, just the Seirei Regalim, Ayein B'Yidia Lo B'Tchila V'Lo B'Sof. But what's the Sirei Rashei Chodeshim coming for? The Tahur She'achal et HaTameh, right? He goes to a totally different case. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Yoshaya. My Tameh de Rabbi Shimon. Where does he learn this from? Amar Kra, Ve'oto Natam Lachem Laseit et Avon Ha'eda. Okay, what's this talking about? This is going to Vayikra Yud. Okay, and Vayikra Yud is this in the Chalukat HaMishkan, okay, where they have the Yom HaMiluim, you know, the eighth day of the Miluim, where they did, right, that's when Nadav and Abihu die. So there's this other thing that's a little bit less known in that story, which we've actually come across before in the Daf. There's this, so after Nadav and Abihu die, it says, Moshe says to Aaron and Elazar, V'itamar banav hanotarim, k'hu et hamincha hanotarit miyishe Hashem, v'ichlu ha-matzot, etzal ha-mizbeach, ki kodesh kodeshimu, and then they eat it, and then they talk about the parts that the Kohanim get to eat. And then it says, in Pasuk Tet Zayin, Ve'et Si'ir Chatash, Darosh Darash Moshe V'hine Sorav. Okay, and the Si'ir Chatat, which they're assuming is the Yom Kippur, the Rosh Chodesh, Si'ir Chatat, Darosh Darash Moshe V'hine Sorav. Moshe goes to look into it, and it turns out it was burned. Vayiktsof al Elazar v'al Itamar b'nei Aaron anotarim lemor. He gets angry at Elazar and Itamar, and he says, Madua lo achaltem et hachatat b'mkom ha-kodesh? Ki kodesh kodeshim hi. Ba'uta natan lachem laseit et avon ha'edah l'chaper alehem l'fnei Hashem. He says, why didn't you eat this chatat? You were supposed to eat it. Why did you burn it? He said, this was meant for eating. The Kohanim were supposed to eat it, and you burnt it, and you made a mistake. And he says, right? Because why? This was given laseit et avon ha'eda. So what does he come to say? Right? So now he says, v'otona tam lachem laseit avon ha'eda. By the way, there were three seirim, seirei chatat brought on that day for different reasons, but they assume that this one's talking about the seir. There's a whole drasha about it elsewhere where they assume that the one that they're talking about here, the one they burned, was ha'ikra b'seir d'roshei chodeshim k'tiv. Okay, the assumption is that's what it was. The Yalif, now how do we get to this? So now we want to learn that it's coming to teach us. Where are we trying to get to? Okay, let's just remember. Where does Rabbi Shimon get the Siyur and Rosh Chodeshim? Rosh Chodeshim is about the Tahor She'achal et HaTameh. So we learn Avon Avon Mitzitz. Remember, the Kohen wore the tzitz, the Kohen Gadol wore tzitz, and the tzitz said La Hashem on it, or forget now, it had the Shema Mefarash. It said La Hashem. I forget the details, but he used to wear it on his forehead, and it would be mechaper. And what was it mechaper on? It was mechaper on korbanot that were brought bitum'ah. Okay, a korban that was tameh that was brought on the mikdash. If you they would burn the chelev and the animal, you know, the different parts of the animal, and if they were tameh, the korban wouldn't be accepted. But if the tzitz was there, then the tzitz would be mechaper that the korban would be accepted. It was a way of saying any korban that was done b'tum'ah, the tzitz would allow it to be accepted as a korban. So now what are we going to say? It says avon by here, that it's the chatat was l'seit et avon. And it says avon by the tzitz. Ma lahalan tum'at basar. What are we talking about there? Where the meat was tameh. So afkan, the seir for Hashem Hadashim, must also be tumat basar and not tumah of the goof. Until now, we've all been talking about someone's tameh. Now we're going to learn that it's coming lechaper on someone who ate tameh meat. I malahalan olin, but if you're going to make a comparison, what is the seitz mechaper on? Not someone who ate the meat, right? Who was when the meat was tameh, but the sacrifice itself, olim, things that are going up, right, on the mizbech. Afkan olim. So why don't you say that the seir is also, right, let's say, the tzitz takes care of making sure the korban is accepted, and this is mechaper on the, you know, let's say the person who brought the korban, or something like that. Well, the truth is no. They're also saying that this should be mechaper on the meat itself, right, that was tameh. So they say, oh no. Here it says, avon ha'edaktiv. Okay, so meaning it has to be on people and not on the meat. So it's relating to meat, but it's relating to something people did with the meat and not the sacrifice itself. So now they say, Michti migmar gamre mehadade, nichaper derosh chodeshim, adideh v'adetzitz. Just like we said, we started the daf, we're going to end the daf. Just like There we said we made a hekesh, and we should learn that the pnimi should be mechaper also on what we do in the chitzon, because we make a hekesh between them. So here, since we say they both say avon, why don't we say that the Rosh Chodeshim is mechaper both on the korban, that the korban be accepted, and also on the person who ate it, ve'aditzi, right, on both adideh on itself and of the tzitz, and nafkamina, what would be the nafkamina? Lehecha dinishbar hatzitz, let's say the tzitz was broken, and it couldn't be mechaper, so maybe Rosh Chodeshim would cover that. Amarkra, avon, avon. 1 second, amarkra, avon, oh, sorry, it says avon, which is singular. Avon echad uno se, the same answer we gave at the beginning of the daf. Echad uno se ve'eino se shtei avonot. You can't use it for two things. Now they ask the same question in the flip. Nechaper tzitz adidei v'ad Rosh Chodeshim. Why don't you say at least, maybe the tzitz can cover them both. Nafkamina l'tuma di'ira bein zeh l'zeh. Right? You can imagine there's 29 or 28 days in between every se'ir they would bring on Rosh Chodesh. So maybe you could say for any tuma that happened between Rosh Chodeshim, the tzitz would take care of. Amakra, ota. Okay, it says there ota, and therefore we darshin ota no seavon, ve'ein acheret no seavon. Okay, it said there, right, what was the pasuk we saw? Ota natan lachem laset et avon eida. It's the exact same answer we gave before, which is, right, the pasuk meant both things. It meant number one, it's only for one avon, and number two, only that can be v'chaper in it, nothing else, so the tzitz can't be. Ravashi gives a different answer. Ravashi amar k'tiv hacha avon ha'eida. Eida velo kodashim. Again, it refers to the avon of the nation and not the avon of kodashim. Velo, velo kodashim. Vahatam k'tiv avon kodashim. Kodashim velo eida. And by the tzitz, it says avon kodashim, which means kodashim and not the eida. Okay, so now they say, eshkachan siyirei rashi kodashim demachapra al torah shachal tatameh. Okay, so that establishes for us that on rashi kodashim, we've established now, since the avon avon, we're going to learn it from the tzitz, it must be avon kodashim, right? On tahor she'achal tatameh. But tzirei regalim demachapri al she'en b'yidiyah lo b'tchilah v'lo b'sof minalam. Where does he learn that from? That's very obvious. K'da'amar Rav Chama Rabbi Chanina, sa'ir v'sa'ir, ha'chanami sa'ir v'sa'ir, v'itkush, so now we say, it's to teach us that from the se'ir, there's the vav in the se'ir, to say it's also like the se'ir chatat, and therefore we're going to learn it from Rosh Chodeshim. Now this is obviously problematic because we just said that Rosh Chodeshim are for something else, right? They're for tamei she'achal ta'kodesh and not for that. So that's what we're going to start off tomorrow. If we're going to say that, then why don't we say that it's exactly the same as that? So we'll get to that tomorrow.